Thank you, Bob Price from the Freedom Socialist Party. We will now hear from Daryl Seligman from the Labor Action Committee to free Mumbi Abu-Jamal. Let's welcome Carol.
All right, all right.
You just push the button on the left-hand side.
When Governor Schwarzenegger denied clemency to Stanley Tookie Williams, citing the dedication in his book, Life in Prison, to Mumia Abu-Jamal and other fighters for justice, this was a warning, and a warning that has come true today, that the powers that be tend to push through to try to execute Mumia Abu-Jamal. The federal court proved that warning correct. But we cannot accept this decision. Mumia is an innocent man. He did not kill Daniel Faulkner. In fact, another man confessed to that killing. Mumia's prosecution, trials, conviction are fraught with every injustice possible. And these injustices, the Third Circuit Court ignored in their terrible decision yesterday. Here's only a short list. As a 15-year-old member of the Black Panthers, Mumia was targeted by the FBI's COINTELPRO program, a program that set out to destroy black organizations and even to set up murders of black leaders. This targeting by cops led to his frame-up for the murder of Officer Faulkner. The Philadelphia Police Department at the time of the murder of Officer Faulkner in 1981 was the object of three federal investigations into police corruption, including police links to the mob. Philadelphia policemen themselves, who worked as informants for the FBI, as Officer Faulkner might have done himself, were victims of hits in the early 1980s. Three leading figures in Mumia's prosecution, the commanding officer of the Central Police Division where Faulkner's murder took place, the chief of the Homicide Division, and Inspector Alfonso Giordano were all under investigation on federal corruption charges. These three cops were the chain of command in the frame-up of Mumia Abu-Jamal. Giordano was the ranking policeman at the scene and the central witness against Mumia at the preliminary hearing after Mumia's arrest. He had been Mayor Frank Rizzo's right-hand man. He was involved in the surveillance of the Black Panther Party and was the police supervisor during the siege of the Move House, and he knew very well who Mumia was. No witnesses testified that they had seen Mumia shoot Faulkner. And the one witness who testified that she saw a gun in Mumia's hand has admitted to several others that she lied. Five witnesses, including two policemen, said that the shooter wore a green army jacket. Mumia wore a red ski jacket with blue stripes. Witnesses said the shooter ran away. Witnesses said the shooter ran away. But Mumia was shot at the scene and incapacitated. Ballistic and blood evidence at the crime scene contradicts the prosecution's case. There is no evidence that Mumia's gun was fired on the night of the murder. Cops tried to kill Mumia the night of the murder. That would certainly have made their plan to pin the murder of Faulkner, a possible FBI informant, on a lot easier. If he had died, they shot him. Giordano beat Mumia in the police van and claimed that Mumia confessed to him in the van. The other cop in the van said that there was no confession. Despite Giordano's claim that Mumia had confessed to him, Giordano did not testify at the trial. And he resigned from the police force the day the trial was over. Very suspicious. Arnold Beverly has come forward in a sworn affidavit that he was one of two killers hired by police and the mob to kill Daniel Faulkner because Faulkner was interfering with graft and payoffs to cops in the Center City area of Philadelphia. He passed a lie detector test. His confession is considered highly credible by former attorneys in the case, scholars who have studied the case, and many of us in the movement to free Mumia. The judge in the original 1981 trial, as well as the post-conviction trial, Judge Szabo, was an out-and-out racist, overheard saying that he was going to help fry the nigger. A judge known for the huge number of death penalties handed out in his courtroom. A judge who made sure that blacks did not serve on the jury. These are only a few examples of the egregious frame-up of Mumia Abu-Jamal. The federal court ruling, which could result in Mumia being executed or living for the rest of his life in prison, is only the latest example, and we condemn this ruling. This is not a victory. The Labor Action Committee to Free Mumia Abu-Jamal stands with Mumia. We know that hundreds of exonerated prisoners, many who were on death row, are testament to the denial of justice in American courts. We know that for justice to be won for Mumia, which means his freedom, a massive movement of working people must be mobilized. A movement that proves that massive numbers of people really care about what happens to Mumia. That we take his situation personally. That if such a frame-up can be accomplished against him, that none of us are safe. And conversely, if we can win his freedom, our own struggles for justice take a giant step forward. Because Mumia Abu-Jamal is actually a leader of these struggles. And last paragraph. We are demanding freedom for an innocent man, but we are also demanding freedom for a journalist and a leader that we depend on for his deep insights and his teaching on how American imperialism works and who it works for. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal! Free Mumia Abu-Jamal! Free Mumia Abu-Jamal!
Free Mumia Abu-Jamal!
Thank you, Carol.